Greetings to all of you this morning. Welcome to RTD Church International Sunday Thanksgiving Service. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be glad in it in the mighty name of Jesus. Greetings to wherever you are joining in this morning. I pray that the Lord has kept you in his goodness, in his peace. So let us now bring our mind at the place of worship as we prepare our hearts this morning to encounter the Lord in a mighty, mighty way, because we know that our God is a God who saves, is a God who heals, is a God who restores. And we are coming today with our hearts full of gladness to give him all the glory for what he has done in our lives. Praise the Lord. That's why we are dedicating this Sunday to be a Thanksgiving Sunday, even as we are approaching almost at the end of the year. There's a lot of things that Christ has done in our lives that we need to be grateful for in the mighty name of Jesus. And this day, ask yourself, what are you grateful to the Father of? What are you grateful? What God has done into your life this year that you are grateful for, in the name of Jesus. For today, we are going to offer God our sacrifices of thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we give you all the glory, all the power that is due to your name. Father, thank you for this opportunity that you have given unto us as a church of God, as RTD Church International, as restoration of the tent of David, to come and humble ourselves before your mighty hand, almighty God. We surrender our all before you. We surrender our weaknesses before you. We surrender our shortcomings before you, Jehovah. We submit our hearts unto you. We submit our members unto you. We submit our mind unto you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we refuse to be distracted, O God. In the name of Jesus, we refuse to worry over anything, almighty Father. For in your presence, there's everything that we ever need. For in your presence, there is strength. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. And Lord, we come to tap into that joy. We come to tap into the waters of salvation this morning as we render our hearts to you, Jehovah God. Purge us away from any evil conscience. Cleanse our heart with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse our conscience with the blood of Jesus. We cleanse the altar, the instrument of worship, everything that we are going to use today with the blood. We cleanse the hair with the blood. We cleanse the instrument with the blood. We cleanse your people with the precious blood of Jesus. That, Father, it is our prayer that let that blood rain upon this place in a mighty way. Let the blood of Jesus rain. Rain over our nation. Rain over our children. Rain over every member of RTD Church International in the mighty name of Jesus. Zepatine mohonto zitarine mahande eto sopatani helevito sopa mahanto eparade zipatano hoto lobozande. And Father, we give you thanks. We give you sacrifice of thanksgiving this morning for your goodness, for your mercy that are new every morning. We thank you for your faithfulness that have kept us throughout the night. We thank you for your hand of deliverance upon our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, mighty Jehovah. We give you all the glory as we remain covered with the blood in the name of Jesus. Every attack of sickness and infirmity from the pit of hell, we rebuke in the name of Jesus. Every agenda of the wicked one, we cancel in the mighty name of Jesus. As we bind and we take authority against the evil one, we bind every strong man in the land. We bind every spirit that is not of God. We take hold of it and we throw it out in the name of Jesus. As we welcome the presence of God upon this place, we welcome the spirit the spirit of praise, the spirit of worship, the spirit of gladness in the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome the spirit of liberty to have his way in our life in this service, O Jehovah, as we dedicate this service in your able hand, that Father, move freely, use us as vessels for your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. As we call upon your name this morning, O God, as your children, we call upon our name, that you are our Father who art in heaven. Allow it be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That Father, give us this day our daily bread, give us that word that will set us free, give us that word that will deliver us from the hand of wicked men in the name of Jesus. Shield us, O God, against our enemies. Forgive us of our sins, O Father, as we forgive those who sins against us, O Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let thy kingdom come in a mighty way. Let thy hand reign in a mighty way, in the name of Jesus. For we submit unto you, Jesus, as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable before you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. I want us to go to the book of Numbers 22. The book of Numbers 22 from verse 1. Then the Israelites moved and set up camp across from Jericho on the plains of Moab, east of the Jordan River. Balak, son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. The Moabites were very afraid because there were so many Israelites. Besides, the Moabites couldn't stand these people. So the Moabites said to the leaders of Midian, all those people will eventually eat up everything around us. The same way an ox eats up the grass in a field. At that time, Balak, son of Zippor, was king of Moab. He sent messengers to summon Balaam, son of Beor, who was at Pethor on the Euphrates River in the land where his people lived. Balak's message was, a nation has just come here from Egypt. They have spread out all over the countryside and are setting up their camp here in front of me. Please come and curse these people for me, because they are too strong for me. Maybe then I will be able to defeat them and force them out of the country. I know that whoever you bless is blessed, and whomever you curse is cursed. Verse 7, the leaders of Moab and Midian left, taking money with them to pay for Balaam's services. They came to Balaam and told him what Balak had said. Spend the night here, Balaam said to them, and I will report to you what the Lord tells me. So the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. God came to Balaam and asked, who are these men with you? Balaam answered, Balak, son of King Zippor of Moab, send them with this message. Some people have just come from Egypt and are spreading out all over the countryside. Now come and cast them for me. Maybe I will be able to fight them and force them out. But God said to Balaam, don't go with them. Don't cast these people, because they are blessed. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You see, that is the power of blessing. Hallelujah. You see, blessing will stand for you when men are against you. Blessing will stand for you when all forces of death are against you. Blessing will stand for you when men are out to destroy you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What was fighting for the nation of Israel at that moment was the power of blessing, was the power of the covenant blessing that God had with his forefathers. Hallelujah. That is the power of the covenant blessing that God had with Abraham, that God had with Isaac, that God had with the nation of Israel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. With the man Jacob who became Israel. And those blessings became transgenerational. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's why it is very important to enter into a covenant relationship with God to be part of this blessing. Hallelujah. To disconnect yourself from any root of evil, to disconnect yourself from any negative association. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And root yourself in the covenant of God that can stand the test of time, and root yourself in the covenant that can fight for you even while you are sleeping. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, it looked like the nation of Israel were having mighty victory as they were coming on their way from Egypt. Everywhere they passed, they defeated the nation. As they kept progressing to go to the land of Canaan, their fear spread abroad. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Their fear spread abroad. And the Lord has a word for somebody today in the name of Jesus. People fear you today because of the God you have come to know. Your family members may fear you today because of the God you have come to know. Hallelujah. You might be coming from an Islamic background and you have come to have an encounter with Jesus Christ, and all your family members may be against you. Their gods may be against you. The things they used to worship are retaliating because you are you are that individual that has come to the knowledge of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Your family members may not love it that you are born again because they don't believe in Christ. They don't believe in God because they have other gods they have been serving. They have other gods they have been dedicating their children to. And now you have come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. They see you as a threat. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know when you carry the blessing of God, you become a threat to the camp of the devil. You become a threat to those that are enslaved. Do you become a threat to those that are enslaving others in darkness? Praise the Lord. Because where the blessing comes, injustices are destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because the blessings of God, had it make it riches and has no sorrow with it. You see, the things that people acquire wrongfully always come with a lot of pain, always come with a lot of sorrow, always come with a lot of injustices. I have walked to some places where you may see some few people rich here and there, but when you study the background of the family of the village, you see a lot of injustices, you see a lot of killing, you see a lot of murder, you see a lot of jealousy, you see a lot of sicknesses. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. To show you forth that the origin of it is not of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Do you know there are nations, their family, their cities, their communities that rely so much on spirits and demons as a source of wealth, as a source? Even some people, some places, they even have what they call what? Money tree. They have money trees. Some have genies. They have genies in their house in some bottles, and they believe that some of these genies is the reason why they are rich and so on. But when you look at their life, they are miserable, they are not blessed. When you look at their life, you find they have a child who has a problem. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When you look at their life, you see more and more sorrow than blessing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the blessing of God is unique. And you as a child of God, you need to understand them, the place you have arrived. You need to understand that whoever God has blessed, no man can curse, no devil can curse whom God has blessed, in the mighty name of Jesus. And in this occasion, the nation, the Moabites, rose up with their king, and they were afraid of the nation of Israel because they have heard of what God was using them to do. Glory be to God. Do you know, darkness might have heard of what God is using you to do, to bring deliverance to people's life, and because of that, hell has broken loose against your life. Hell has broken loose against your destiny because of the star you carry. Because through your life, many will be saved. Through your life, many will be delivered. But today, I want you to stand on your two feet and don't compromise to the devil, in the mighty name of Jesus. For the one who has called you is faithful, and he will uphold your arm as long as you continually stand with him. In the name of Jesus. Do you know, every place there are priests that people trust on, whether it is a priest of God or a priest of darkness. Praise the Lord. And it happened, there was a man who was known to be a prophet. Hallelujah. His name was Balaam. When you study the story of Balaam, actually when Balaam began as a prophet, he had real encounters, true encounters. Because the Bible said that God himself, the same God of Israel, was speaking through him. Glory be to God. So when he started his journey of servanthood, he was faithful. And God was speaking to him as a servant, as a priest, at that time, at that generation, until he was corrupted. And this is a message to us as men of God and servants of God in the house of God. We have to be careful for our hearts not to be corrupted. In other words, you can start so well in your journey, in your service for God, but if you open your heart to greed, you will be corrupted. Your ministry will be corrupted. Your prophetic mantle will be corrupted. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Do you know, today we have a lot of men of God whose hearts have been corrupted. Their soul has been corrupted with the lies of the devil, because they became so greedy that they wanted too much than what God has promised to give them. And because of that, they have compromised the gospel. You see, the devil is still the same. Oh, the same tactics that the devil used to bring Balaam down, the same tactics that the devil used to tempt Balaam. The Bible said they brought gift to him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today, money is swaying a lot of servants of God. The power of money is making a lot of servants of God to compromise their dignity, to compromise their faithfulness to God. And when Balaam saw all the wealth, all the gifts, all the money, his heart began to waver. This is a caution to the servanthood of God, that we have to be careful for our hearts not to be corrupted. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This is why an area that I have found to be very difficult. Hallelujah. There is salvation of money that we need. Money have separated close friends. Money have separated men of God. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. When you become greedy, you will compromise. When you become greedy for power, when you become greedy for wealth, when you become greedy for fame, you will compromise. And what is so valuable that you carry, like Balaam? Balaam carried the blessing from God. He could speak blessing on nations and people, and their destiny could change because there was a mantle that was upon him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You might be the one that carry mantle for your family. You carry mantle for your city. You carry mantle for your nation. Hallelujah. Don't allow that mantle be tainted because you are too greedy. Don't allow that mantle that God has put into your life. It might be the mantle of worship. It might be the mantle of praise. It might be the mantle of healing. It might be the mantle of prayer. Don't allow that mantle be tainted because of love of money. Praise the Lord. I have had occasion where some musician even put a tag. If you want to invite them to come and sing in your crusade, they tell you you have to put a deposit of this amount. Be very careful. That gift, that mantle that God has put into your life is meant for the saving of many. It's meant for the saving of your family. It's meant for the saving of your nation. It's meant for the saving of your countrymen. It's meant for the saving of your generation. And don't allow darkness to corrupt it. Don't allow gold medal to corrupt it. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. For the gifts of God cannot be bought with money. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It is very painful. As young as I am, I've seen great men of God corrupted by the greed of money. Great gospel musicians corrupted by the greed of money. Never allow any secular organization that is promoting evil and iniquity and promiscuity to give you an award and you receive it as a child of God. You will lose the anointing. You will lose the grace. You will lose the impartation in your gift. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. There is a special grace that God wants to put into your life, but it is your duty to protect it. It is your duty to guard it at all cost. Don't lose the heavenly mandate for the filthy lucre. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Balaam at first was a very upright man. He was very upright. Just the same way when men of God start, they start in meekness, they start in humility, they serve God in their poverty until they are blessed materially. They begin to set standard whom they can meet and who they can talk to. They begin to set standard of who sow the biggest seed is the one they can meet in their office. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be greedy. Hallelujah. That gift that God has given you is for the blessing of many. It is not for destroying lives. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. And many are being corrupted by the devil. Many that God called to sing for him in the church are now singing in the secular world. They are using the gift they received in the local church. Now they are singing secular world. They are singing promiscuity and leading millions of souls to hell. Be careful, for we are living in a world corrupted with evil. We are living in a world corrupted with darkness. We are living in a world where we are surrounded with all manner of temptations that will come on your way, on your service for God, on your standing for God. And be careful, never be corrupted in the name of Jesus. So they called upon Balaam to come and curse the people of God. And God said, don't go. Don't go. Because these people are blessed. So no matter what you're going to do, hallelujah, there's a scripture that I love that says that no curse without a cause shall stand. Praise the Lord. No curse without a cause shall stand. All you need to do is to make sure you are on the upright standing with God, that you are a child connected by covenant. Don't be afraid of what they have said. They may even say, oh, you are going to die. They may say all manner of things, but if you have wronged nobody, praise the Lord Almighty, hallelujah, you owe nobody apology. You owe no devil any apology. Glory be to God. You are a child of a king. You are blessed. You are coming in is blessed. You are going out is blessed. In the mighty name of Jesus, you owe no devil no apology. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, glory be to God. Hallelujah. But do you know what made the nation of Israel to go down? Hallelujah. They were so fortified that the nations around them were afraid of them. But do you know what made them to go down? Praise the Lord. Was false doctrines that was introduced to them by a corrupted prophet, Balaam. False doctrine. Hallelujah. Doctrines of promiscuity. Do you know the kind of advice Balaam gave to the enemies of Israel? You see, the weakness of these people is to make them sin against their God. Hallelujah. You are as strong as you are standing with God. The moment you compromise, you open hell against your future. You open hell against your life. And that's why you have to be careful always to stay in prayer, always to stay in holiness, in righteousness, in the mighty name of Jesus, and not to open any door for darkness. So Balaam advised the enemies of Israel, make them sin against God, bring immorality around them, corrupt them, corrupt their family, corrupt them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is the same thing that the devil is using, the same tactics. That's why you find that in America, the enemy is after fighting our children. The enemy is after fighting our marriages. The enemy is after fighting our institution, marital institution. Hallelujah. The enemy is after fighting, bringing all manner of sin and promiscuity to destroy the foundation of a nation. Because family rooted in Christ is the foundation of a successful nation. And when family is corrupted, the institution that was started by God, you have corrupted generation to come. That's why we have to stand and pray for families to stand. We have to stand and pray that we will raise godly offspring in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and rebuke and cancel every lewdness, every promiscuity in our nation, in the mighty name of Jesus, and decree the light of God to reign. So the area that made Israel land into a problem was the doctrine. The doctrine. And it's the same thing that the enemy is doing. He's initiating doctrine through children's books. He's initiating doctrines. Today I'm hearing that even lewdness and promiscuity are being introduced in children's books in school. Praise the Lord. Graphic materials are being presented to our children to corrupt their mind. That's why we have to stand on our feet in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are the nation. You are the nation to your family. You are the nation that God wants to to continue with his agenda in your life to the next generation. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. You are the savior to your children. You are the savior to your city. You are the savior to your family. And you standing will mean harder standing. You succeeding will mean harder succeeding. You being blessed will mean others will be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. And when you compromise, you open the door for the enemy to come and flood. You open the door for the enemy to come and take advantage in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You are a shield to your family. You are a shield to your children. And that's why you have to make it right with God, so that you stay blessed, so that you stay covered, so that you stay protected in the mighty name of Jesus. And if there is any other door that you have opened against you have opened for the devil, if there is any other door, whether it is a door of unforgiveness, whether it's a door of immorality, whether it's a door of promiscuity, whether it's a door of greediness, today you need to repent of it and forsake it. And align yourself with the covenant practices, because the destiny of your nation is in your hand. The destiny of your family is in your hand. The destiny of your children is in your hand. That's why we have to make it right at all cost. We have to make it right. We have to institute teaching, godly teachings, to the ears of our children, that they may know that we serve a great God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. A curse without cause shall not stand. In the mighty name of Jesus. Today I want us to pray, to align ourselves with the covenant practices of God. Hallelujah. And no matter how many witches I've gone to consult wicked priests against your life, their incantation will not succeed against you. Their incantation will not prevail against your family, will not prevail against your children. Glory be to God, because you stand in the altar of Yahweh. You are a people that have been blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us rise up on our feet wherever you are. Just please rise in the name of Jesus as we enter into prayer. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the Lord will defend you. The Lord will raise you to be a leader in your family, in your nation, that his light will shine through you in the name of Jesus. I want us to align ourselves with the covenant of the blood of Jesus. Align your spirit with that covenant. Call upon the name of God and tell God, Father, I want to be the savior to my family. I want to be the savior to my nation. I cannot die like them. I cannot perish like them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I must live to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. And Father, if there is any curse that has been operating in my life, that has been operating in my destiny, today I repent for its cause. In the mighty name of Jesus, I repent, Almighty God, if there is something that was done with the past generation that became a chasm unto generations to come. Today, in the name that is above every name, Lord, I plead your mercy. I plead your forgiveness, O God, that let that blood of Jesus cleanse me from all evil. Let that blood of Jesus break every hold of darkness, every claim of iniquity. In the name of Jesus, let them be washed by the blood of the covenant. And Father, I repent today of every misdeed. I repent today of every door that I might have opened against the enemy to come and bring sicknesses and bring iniquity and diseases. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and I decree your glory. glory upon my life. I decree your blessing upon my life today in the name of Jesus. I decree restoration and renewal and impactation and the life of God in the mighty name of Jesus. For whoever God has blessed, no man can curse them. And I decree tonight that I am blessed. My children are blessed. I am blessed with good health. I am blessed with the wisdom from above. I am blessed with the blessings that had riches and has no sorrow. I am blessed with divine protection. I am blessed with fruitfulness in the mighty name of Jesus, that wherever I go, I will succeed. I am blessed. E parano hose veneteria o passeti rima mozande ito sopatana maganande ite setere mahanda rababosha e parande zepeteria da manete ito soparade. Today I'm blessed. From the crown of my head to the toe of my feet, I'm blessed. The seed of my womb are blessed. My business is blessed. The work of my hands are blessed. My career is blessed. Whatever I lay my hands shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus, because of the divine blessing of God upon my life in the name of Jesus. I am not a failure in the mighty name of Jesus. I am the head and never the tail, because the blessing of God is upon me. I am not permitted to perish, because the blessing of God is upon me. I am not permitted to die like others, because the blessing of God is upon me. In the mighty name of Jesus, no more rejection. In the name of Jesus, every womb that has been tied, I command those womb to be unlocked. You are fruitful in the mighty name of Jesus. Today, every curse that have been claiming your life, that have been claiming the seed of your womb, today by the blood of Jesus, that curse is thereby broken. The curse of diseases, the curse of bond of iniquity, rakatere mazonde he parade kento no monataya ikaranta magadea, the curse of negative circles are thereby broken in the name of Jesus. The curses of diseases are thereby broken. The curses of road accidents are thereby broken in the name of Jesus. Repashanderi babosaya. I decree you are blessed with the blessing from above in the mighty name of Jesus. Go forth and shine forth in the mighty name of Jesus. Go forth with the strength of the Almighty and do what you couldn't do before in the mighty name of Jesus. Emerge a winner for your family. Emerge a victor for your nation, for your countrymen, that through you many will enter into the knowledge of God and into the blessings of God. Through you, your nation will be transformed, your children will be transformed, your relatives will be transformed. They will become partners of the covenant that you have with God, of the solemn covenant, of the Abrahamic covenant. In the mighty name of Jesus, no witch is permitted to kill you, no witch is permitted to curse your destiny, no curse is permitted to destroy you in the name of Jesus. For there is a blood that is speaking on your behalf. It is the blood of Jesus, the blood that speaks good things, is speaking for you today in the name of Jesus. Let that blood rebuke chaos. Let that blood rebuke death. Let that blood rebuke sickness. Let that blood rebuke in the name of Jesus every hand of the wicked man that are against your life, that are against your destiny. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. Amen.